Alright, Joe, so tell me how special it is to have all these guys on this card. Because, I mean, the Bounty in Kings County is definitely about British Strong Style, but that's not the only thing that you got going on this card. So let's talk about it a little bit.
Well, you know, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. No and it is unbelievable how special this event is. Being part of it, the creative process, you know, getting the matches together, working alongside Deonna Carlos, Aristia, you got to get him on here. But it's magical. It really is. The card is it's fewer matches than we ever had. We only got 8 matches, so it's fewest matches we ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so stacked from 1 to 8. It's like, where do you go take a piss? You know?
Oh yeah. There's easily 5 or 6 main event matches, and then the 2 other matches that I wouldn't quite call main event are still matches that you wouldn't want to go to the bathroom for. They're still awesome matches.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Alright, so what was the thought process after May the Villain Reign? How did you guys decide to put all of this together?
So, May the Villain Reign was an amazing event, an amazing experience. You know, a lot of one-on-one time between myself and Ethan Carter III. Great dude. And leading up to it, we saw the reaction the crowd, the fans gave us when we put out that promotional video starring Mr. Darius Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to let up. We didn't want that that heat. We didn't want the crowd being buzzed, you know, so buzzed to stop. We didn't want that to die down.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, let's do something different. Let's do something we haven't done. Let's announce the next card with major headliners right in the middle of the show. And that's what we did. And, you know, Carlos works his magic. You know, he likes to say he's an advocate, an activist for professional wrestling, which he absolutely is. And, you know, worked his magic, reached out to the UK and got those 3 guys. And we said, let's go. Let's get on it. Let's make the crowd. Let's keep that momentum going with that crowd already being hot, because that card itself was amazing.
Mm-hmm. So for people that have been living under a rock for the past, like, 3 months, or for even, I mean, if you're in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx and stuff, you know what Battle Club Pro is, but, you know, there may be people that don't. So those 3 people are Pete Dunne, WWE UK champion, and I think I don't know if he's still the Progress champion. He might be a former Progress champion.
Oh, yeah, he's PD3 belt.
Wow.
I don't know what the 3rd belt is, but yeah, he's still Progress champ. He is WWE UK champ, and there's another title. It's escaping my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to sit down and really do much research, because, again, the card is stacked, and I'm also doing lead commentary for Wrestler's Lab. And those are lesser-known guys, but the talent does not drop off.
Absolutely.
And I've been really focused on them. I've been focusing on, you know, my research on them. But he still has 3 titles. Our artist, you know, we pride ourselves on doing things differently at Battle Club. So our artist, I'm just going to call him Josh because I can't pronounce his last name, but he's a great guy. Josh is actually doing a piece as we speak with Pete Dunne and the 3 titles he has, and he's going to have prints available
Wow.
at the day of the show for sale.
Mm-hmm. So, Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, Tyler Bate, British Strong Style. For people that aren't familiar with British Strong Style, what makes British Strong Style different, and why is it special? Why should people care about it?
Okay, so, I'm going to give you my opinion of the whole Strong Style thing,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that'll further inform those who aren't familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually did my first write-up ever was for a match between the Jersey legend and Hall of Famer Dan Moff and Brute Van Slyke, a regular at Battle Club Pro, and I called that American Strong Style. Basically, American Strong Style, just like anything Strong Style, the whole point of Strong Style is hitting hard, letting the crowd know that you guys are there to entertain them, but you're not going to take it light on each other. You know, stiff shots, you know, forceful impact, and the differentiation between the 3. Like, the Japanese Strong Style is knees and kicks and elbows, where American is, you know, right hands, left hands, clubbing blows, lariats, And British Strong Style is very smash mouth, headbutt, and unorthodox wrestling. Like, if you've ever done your World of Sport homework, you see how they're different. They use their body in different ways, different motions, different counters. You know, they
penalty
have
kicks.
The system, yeah, the system of rounds and stuff like that. You've got to be different. And that's what British Strong Style is. It's just as impactful, just as forceful, but it's different. And you can tell, you know, a big name right now on the mainstream wrestling circuit is Jack Gallagher. And everyone sees the guy's got small frame, but when he rears his head back and whips that headbutt, it's like, okay, that's a perfect example of British Strong Style.
How does it feel to have, I mean, this is the thing, a lot of indie promotions can bring in talent. Like a Pete Dunne, like a Trent Seven, like a Tyler Bate, like a Ray Phoenix, like a Matt Cross, but they don't have the ability to cultivate guys to fight them. You guys have Darius Carter, one of the best faces on the indie circuit. I mean, I like to refer to him as like Stefan Urkel meets like Nick Bockwinkel. I mean, the guy is suave as hell, you know, and he's great in the ring and he's unorthodox too. He fits perfectly. In that, I mean, if he lived in Britain, he could be a proponent of British Strong Style.
Oh, absolutely.
Against, you have this guy fighting Pete Dunne. How does that make you feel?
I think that's going to be an amazing thing to just sit back and watch. I'm so proud and happy and just amazed at the fact that I'm going to get to call that match.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to wait until the footage is done so I can sit back and watch and, like, just really appreciate what's going to be going on in the ring. Like, you know, the appreciation factor will be there, but it's not going to be able to, I'm not going to be able to be a fan. I have to be a professional. I have to call the match, and it's going to be amazing. But, you know, I mean, there are very few things on this, when you're a fan of something, where you can just sit back and appreciate. I mean, you're a huge video game guy, and you review everything, review fixes on top of everything. You know there's a difference between, okay, I'm going to watch something and review it for an article, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy watching it.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I'm definitely going to, it's going to be a match I watch a few times, and I think it's just going to be one of the most special things we ever come across. Like you said, like, Darius Carter could be, you know, he could be your WWE UK champion, and I'm sure he'll agree with me, if he was, you know, living out of London right now. But no, he's in the States, and you know what? He's making a name for himself, and he lives up to that moniker of wrestling's richest prize, because he's been all up and down the East Coast, and, you know, he's moving more over to the West as we speak, and his name just, he gets so much recognition. He carries himself as a guy who deserves and demands the spotlight because he is that good. And right now, what he's fighting for is something Pete Dunne already has. Pete Dunne got into that WWE UK tournament, and boom, he was the guy. And it was a bit of a surprise that Tyler Bate won, and you know, everyone was happy with it, but, like, they just saw the stardom in Pete Dunne, and he's had that spotlight ever since. So now you've got, you know, the age-old war between a guy who's got everything that he's definitely fought to earn, and he deserves because he's fought to earn it, but he's got it all. And you got a guy who thinks he's worthy of it, and he's busting his ass to get there. And maybe not enough people realize that he's the man that had that on the East Coast now. So it's like, hey, I'm coming after you. Like, you're the champ. I'm a challenger. It's not a title match, but you have that aura.
I think it's one of those situations where if you don't know who Darius Carter is by the end of that match, you will know who he is. It kind of reminds me of, like, when CM Punk fought Eddie Guerrero on the indie scene, when people were like, this guy could hold it with him, you know?
That's a very, very good comparison.
So, moving down the card a little bit, you've got a tag team encounter that could be a main event for any other indie promotion. You've got the Carnies versus British Strong Style, Trent Seven, and former WWE UK champion Tyler Bate. How do you feel about that match?
Well, for those of you that don't know, the Carnies actually joined Darius Carter in his crusade for change. Their entire objective, wherever they are, whatever promotion they're working for, is to bring about change in professional wrestling. still to this day, when you mention professional wrestling, people that aren't fans kind of give you that look like, oh, really? That grin. That's what Darius Carter got to change, alongside not being recognized for what he's worth and having people that bust their ass, you know, to get the same recognition. So the crusade for change is basically, we're going to have a situation where when we're done with our mission, everyone will worship wrestling the way it was in the late 90s and the early 80s. That's their crusade, because it's been on a down. Now, the indies, you know, have had a resurgence, and I feel like Battle Club Pro came along at the perfect time. And I think his mission with the Crusade for Change coincides with what we want to do, and that's bring the best possible wrestling to the New York area. Originally at the Bronx, we had an event in Queens where we shared a stage with Tier 1, and now this is our first solo event outside of the Bronx. So now it's become, you know, hey, our destiny, what we're fighting for, our mission statement is to bring the best wrestling to New York. And the Carnies joined that because they recognized the things that Darius Carter is doing. The Carnies were great. The Carnies were named one of the top 10 tag teams. I think it was Pace.com. Mm-hmm. One of the top 10 tag teams in America. So they're recognized, and they see what Darius Carter can bring, and Darius Carter recognizes what the Carnies can bring. You have the ringleader, Nick Iggy, and you have the dog-faced Gargoyle and Kerry Offal. Those guys won over our crowd with, like, the greatest of ease. At that Tier 1 shared event at La Boom, they faced a team of the Gatekeepers. And they were just so much smaller, and it just looked like it would be a one-sided squash. And not only did they win the match, not only did they do it in kind of dominating style, the crowd was going crazy for them. These guys have the it factor. They have that presence. When they walk in, you're like, you're intrigued, you're a bit scared, but you want more. And on the other side of that, you have Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, former WWE UK champion. Trent Seven, another standout from the UK tournament. Again, two guys that have that spotlight that a tag team like the Carnage are fighting for. They don't want to be one of the top 10 tag teams in America. They want to be the best tag team on the planet. So again, you have that, you know, that parallel. It's when people saw that announcement of the tag team match, they're like, okay, well, we might know where the main event is going, but we're not sure. Mm-hmm. But they parallel each other so well. Like, the Crusade for Change has this thing, this burning desire to put their stamp on independent pro wrestling and be like, look, we're the guys now. And British Strong Style, you know, and their trio, they are the guys. So if you can dethrone them, you're the kings. You're the kings of wrestling.
So away from these two matches, we've also got, I'm just going to rattle off some of the names so people know. The Ugly Ducklings, the Heavenly Bodies, Matt Cross, Deonna Purrazzo, Rey Fénix. I mean, who else do you guys have? It's stacked.
Shane Strickland, Mr. Killshot himself. Mm-hmm. We have ROH's newest signee, Flip Gordon.
Yep.
Myron Reed, who I saw, he posted a picture a couple, it might have been today or yesterday, showing all his fill dates. And this guy has maybe one day off from now until, like, January.
Wow.
Like, this, he is, like, you know, he's hot fire Myron Reed. It's perfect. The nickname, you know, the gimmick, like, he is on fire. You know, winning championships wherever he goes, having sensational matches. Michael Elgin, he wrestled Arcadia at La Boom for us. Oh my goodness, it was so hard to keep up with that. This guy is there. And, you know, everyone knows Flip Gordon, you know, mm-hmm. music, you know, he's U.S. Army, he was in the part of the U.S. Army, he defended our country, an amazing guy. So it's like, everyone knows Flip and what he's capable of. Now Myron gets to showcase that he's just as good, maybe even better. So it's like, turn it into comic books. It's Quicksilver versus the Flash. It's, you know, Power Woman versus Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like two equal forces going at each other, and who's going to come out on top? And, you know, keeping it more local, the King of Chaos, Logan Black, he's kind of giving us a bit of a headache at Battle Club Pro. You know, he's beaten up CPA on multiple occasions. He felt that he was wrong at our first ever event, Battle by the Six, where he lost the gauntlet match due to some outside interference, and he feels like he hasn't had his just due. So originally he was scheduled to fight Anthony Henry, and Anthony Henry is another guy who's so on the rise that he had to back out of the booking because he's Evolved champion. He's an Evolved tag team champion. So, like, he couldn't keep it because he had to be somewhere else to defend the title, which is fine. We absolutely understand. So, instead of that, at May the Villain Reign, the first match of that night on the pre-show with Wrestler's Lab, we had the Iron Demon, Shane Mercer, face Hippie Dickie Moon. I thought the New York State Athletic Commission was going to shut us down and call the cops because it looked like Shane Mercer was trying to kill Dickie Moon. That's the guy who's going to face Logan Black. So you talk about New York street fight from the 80s, warrior style, it's just going to be blood and bashing. That match right there could very well steal the card just for its sheer violence factor.
How does it feel to have Wrestler's Lab playing such an influential role in kind of like the building of talent in Battle Club Pro?
I love what Wrestler's Laboratory does. They are, they're equals. We're all partners. You know, Chris Reeves, Mike Sweeney, great guys. They are finger on the pulse when it comes to newer talent. They see things in guys that people don't see. They see it early on, they bring them in, and we just continue to get impressed. There's pretty much always been a Wrestler's Lab guy on a Battle Club show because those guys are like premium scouts. Like, they are New England Patriots, New York Yankee level type of scouts. Like, they just know how to pick great talent, and it's going to eventually become a champion. And we end up having to have, you know, lab guys on our shows because we just can't deny how awesome those workers are.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you want to say about the upcoming show that we haven't touched base on?
The Trifecta MJ Jenkins just dropped a promo. It's on BattleClubPro.com's Facebook page. It'll be up on BattleClubPro.com. And if you know anything about MJ Jenkins, giving her a mic can be such a wonderful thing. I mean, aside from that, like, again, top to bottom, this card is stacked. You know, like, I'm just looking so forward to watching it, to calling it, alongside my partner, Dave Sturcio. Like, this is going to be insane. We're also very, very proud and very happy to have you on our side doing some backstage stuff, interviewing, and it's just going to be such a mega event. Like, everyone has their huge show, and we didn't expect that it would be this, but it's shaped up to be something massive. The artwork, the graphics, so different, so unique, and that's just a testament to the brain trust that we have, being able to bounce ideas off of each other, keeping it tight-knit, tight family. And man, I just, you know, Battle Club Pro's on every form of social media. I'm blessed. Like, I'm not a religious man whatever, but I'm definitely blessed to be a part of this company, be a part of this card, to have it in Brooklyn and where I grew up, my entire life spent. Like, this is amazing. Like, this is something that I had on my bucket list that I had no idea would be on there. And I'm crossing it off because of Battle Club Pro, because of Carlos Aristi, because of the partners at the Wrestler's Lab. The way this came together was amazing, and it was such a life experience that I would never trade it for anything.